Praise be Jesus and Mary. There's a phrase that Father George used to like to say a lot that goes, "Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me." Father George used to say that a lot, and we can really apply it to the situation that we find ourselves here in this world, especially with regard to the devil and his temptations, and how he has, in fact, fooled us once, fooled the human race once in the person of Eve with regard to the first death. Shame on him. Now, let's not let him fool us a second time again with regard to the second death, okay? Or else shame on us. He fooled us the first time in the person of Eve. We read in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, "Now the serpent was more cunning than any of the beasts of the earth, which the Lord God had made. He asked the woman, 'Did God really say you shall not eat from any of the trees in the garden?' The woman answered the serpent, 'We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden. It is only about the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden that God said, you shall not eat of it or even touch it, or else you will die.' But the serpent said to the woman, 'You certainly will not die.'" All right, there's the lie. He tricked, fooled, deceived Eve the first time, and she died. So did Adam. And because of their fall, death entered the world. Okay, that was the first time. That's the first death. And the devil doesn't try and trick us on that one anymore. Okay, bodily death, the first death, is evident to everyone. But he does still try and fool us with regard to the second death, eternal death. We go from the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible, all the way to the last now, the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 8. "But as for cowards, unbelievers, the depraved, murderers, the unchaste, sorcerers, idol worshippers, and deceivers of every sort, their lot is in the burning pool of fire and sulfur, which is the second death." And now, so what does Satan do? He tries to fool us about that, about the second death. Go ahead and commit that sin. You certainly won't die the second death. Right? This is all over the place. I remember I was speaking with a high school girl this past summer who had with her a book which was obligatory reading. Okay, and I was amazed because she goes to a private school, it's not Catholic, and yet the Catholic faith was all over this book. Okay, the characters and how much it was stressed and emphasized, and of course, it wasn't depicted all that well. And I remember there were one, I think maybe it was two characters who were depicted as being a bit fanatical with regard to their faith, you know, always trying to save souls, worried about hell and things like that, right? Way overboard, right? That's a very subtle way of saying, no big deal, don't worry about it. You certainly will not die. We hear people saying that you can not go to Mass on Sunday and still be a good Catholic. Or don't worry about those sins of impurity. Everyone is doing it. Right? That's all the voice of the serpent trying to fool us a second time with regard to the second death. Let's not be fooled. Let's not be deceived. Or shame on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.